This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has declared a 60-day state of emergency following Wednesday's assassination of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Villavicencio was shot to death after a campaign rally in the capital, Quito. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
The killing comes amid a startling wave of violent killings on the rise. He was 59 years old, candidate for the Build Ecuador movement, one of eight presidential candidates for the late August election. He was one of the most critical voices against corruption, especially during the government of former President Rafael Carrera. In 2007 to 2017, he filed many judicial complaints against high-ranking members of that government. In Washington, Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Authorities say a suspect in connection with Villavicencio's murder was killed after a shootout with police, while six other people have been arrested in a series of raids in Quito. President Lasso blamed organized crime for the murder in a post on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Authorities in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii says 36 people are now confirmed dead as a result of the massive wildfires that erupted on the island of Maui Wednesday. The fires have damaged or destroyed more than 270 structures, including some of the island's cultural landmarks. One of the fires came so close and so fast that people literally ran into the Pacific Ocean to escape the flames. Kaylee Douglas, a tourist from the eastern U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, says there was a lot of uncertainty as to what to do.
The fact that it was spreading so fast and we didn't really know what was going to happen. And then, of course, like losing your stuff and not really knowing, you know, where you're going to go for the night.
This is VOA News. The fires were fueled by strong winds from Hurricane Dora as it passed well south of the Hawaiian Islands. President Joe Biden has ordered all available federal assets to help with the response for the disaster. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke said Wednesday that the road to recovery will be long. A strong tropical storm slammed into South Korea's southern coastal regions Thursday. At last report, Kanun was on a path towards the island city of Daegu at a speed of 38 kilometers per hour and carrying maximum winds of 108 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say more than 30 centimeters of rain have already fallen across the region, with emergency workers responding to a growing number of floods and landslides. Kanun is forecast to slowly advance up the Korean Peninsula Thursday, with the eye of the storm brushing just past the capital, Seoul. The storm is expected to weaken when it moves onto North Korea early Friday. Italy has approved a one-time 40% tax on profits that banks reap from higher interest rates and plans to use the proceeds to help mortgage holders. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Just in 2023, the levy will be imposed on banks' earnings from lending. Official sources say Rome expects to raise 3 billion euros, or about $3.3 billion. However, some analysts say the figure could be much higher. Analysts at Citi say the new tax could wipe a fifth off Italian banks' net income for the year. Rome's move came as something of a surprise after ministers had appeared too cool on the idea of a windfall levy. Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini said banks had reaped the benefits of higher interest rates on lending while offering little extra interest to current account holders.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. China's consumer sector fell into deflation and factory grade prices extended declines in July as the world's second largest economy struggled to revive demand and pressure mounted for Beijing to release more policy stimulus. Here's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
The National Bureau of Statistics said Wednesday that the consumer price index dropped 0.3% year-on-year in July. It was the first decline since February 2 years ago. China's post-health crisis recovery has slowed after a quick start in the first quarter. Demand at home and abroad weakened, and policies to support the economy failed to shore up activity. Policymakers have recently announced measures to boost sales of cars and appliances. Some market participants say stronger stimulus is needed.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.